That concludes the spinster's hour. Professor Fungoid will now tell you what to do in the garden. Won't that be nice?
This is the season to mulch your tubers, if you have any. Nurserymen should put all their young, tender growths into hot beds. If you have any purple quinsies or spurious hysteria, treat them as you would creeping paralysis. Now is the time to sow your wild oats. And, of course, Dorothy Perkins should be taken in hand and all top dressing removed.
I say you can't say that, you know.
My dear sir, as an authority of 50 years standing...
Then sit down.
Oh, dear, dear.
From now, that concludes the talk on what to do in the garden. From now until the crack of doom, you will hear King Senna and his pods. They are playing dance music. In the garden, all about the garden.
Say, I believe that Adam met Eve in the bushes at the bottom of the garden. King Charles, it's said, went and lost his head in the bushes at the bottom of the garden. When Godiva Bear, except for a hair, rode round, I beg your pardon. Peeping Tom, it's true, had a darn good view in the bushes at the bottom of the garden. Long years ago, old King Pharaoh, in the bushes at the bottom of the garden, found his daughter coy with a brand new baby boy in the bushes at the bottom of the garden. He said, this is ruin, what have you been doing? But she said, I beg your pardon. You're making a mistake, I found him by the lake in the bushes at the bottom of the garden. Bacon rind and all the rubbish you can find
in the bushes at the bottom of the garden.
Mix it up with shaving soap and some bits of strings of rope
in the bushes at the bottom of the garden.
It will make a lovely put, but if your wife said it's no good, simply say, I beg your pardon. Then stuff it down the drain or chuck it back again
in the bushes at the bottom of the garden.
There ought to be enough of that. Isn't it lovely to lie at ease in one's garden and feel Anno Domini creeping on one?
Aye, they're creeping on me too, but I didn't know the Latin name for 'em.
Well, well.